Good afternoon, councillors, members of staff, and sadly, no members of the public. Wish to declare this special council meeting open, and in so doing, acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we meet, the Bibbulmun and the Menang people of the Noongar Nation. Pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and give thanks for the many tens of thousands of years of custodianship of this land that we love and call home. So we have an apology from, I'm going to get it wrong, Councillor Yule's not with us this afternoon, he is unwell. Otherwise we have full complement of councillors, which is excellent. So apologies from Councillor Yule, we have no one on leave of absence. I don't know whether the governance officer wants to record Councillor Yule as an absentee or an apology? Absent without leave. Right, that's the correct terminology. We have no visitors. Councillors, does anyone, if anyone has a declaration of interest that you haven't submitted already, if you could do so now or if it occurs to you prior to the beginning of debate on any particular agenda item, please let us know. I don't expect you'll have too long to make that discovery and declaration though, but at this stage we have no declarations of interest. In terms of announcements by myself, just a reminder that we are recording this meeting as we are doing all meetings now, and if councillors could please make an effort to turn their microphones on and speak loudly enough that the recording will capture their words, that would be much appreciated. And a note too that at the end of the meeting, if we could have a brief pause after the meeting is closed to allow our governance officer to terminate the recording before we break into chatter, that would be appreciated too. It will save her having to edit the recording in any way. So we move on to public question time. And I note that there are no members of the public, however, there are members of staff present. If you wish to ask questions as members of the public, I would allow it. Do any of you wish to ask a question of council? Take that as a no, so we have no public question time. We'll move on to reports of officers. And item 5.1, the 24-25 differential rates and minimum payment. And we have an officer recommendation for item 5.1, the council approves the following differential rates, and then there is a table. Are there any questions from councillors to officers? Councillor Campbell.
Just a question for officers, if they could confirm if the holiday purposes, GRV holiday purposes category applies just to vacant properties just for Airbnbs or also, for example, a house with a granny flat that rents out the granny flat as an Airbnb, would their rates, their entire rates, have that same premium applied?
Ask the CEO to respond.
Thanks. Yeah, so the holiday purposes applies to those that have development approval for unhosted accommodation. So it's that solo Airbnb, not the hosted type, where you would live on site at the same time and not to vacant homes.
Any further questions? Well, is someone prepared to move the officer recommendation? Councillor Phillips, and seconded by Councillor Devonport. Councillor Phillips, do you wish to speak?
Thank you. Firstly, I want to thank the officers for bringing this to council and also the councillors for the way that we work through this difficult budget. We have to be mindful of the rise in costs to council of everything that we do, the high CPI that we were dealing with, and the community expectations around the facilities that they believe they should have, whilst keeping rates realistic, and I think that that's where we've come to with this budget.
Thank you, Councillor Phillips. Councillor Devonport. Nope. Does any councillor wish to speak against this motion? Nope. Then I will open it to the floor to any councillor who wishes to speak. Councillor Campbell.
I'll just make another comment. Yeah, I'm happy to support the motion, given that it's just going out for public comment. I guess I have some reservations about the amount that we're applying to holiday purposes. And I understand the reasons for doing so in terms of increasing our rates revenue and potentially trying to recoup some money from tourists. I'm just concerned that we're potentially unfairly impacting people who have chosen that as a way to derive income. So it will be interesting to see what community feedback is on that.
Thank you, Councillor Campbell. Would any other councillor like to speak? Councillor Carmen.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the officers too for this report, and I just want to make a speak to the 2% above the CPI. I support that. We've been gone through many briefings making it really clear the purpose of this money, but I'd like the community to also know it's a diminishing, it'll be 2% for a certain number of years to do very specific work, and the plan is for it to diminish after that, and it's spelled out in the long-term financial plan, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carmen. Would any other councillors like to speak? I'll just give Councillor Ormsby a moment to ask a question of our governance officer. My apologies, councillors. Councillor Ormsby, are you intending to declare an interest? I'm going to take that as a yes, so we'll just pause for a moment. So the CEO has received a declaration of interest from Councillor Ormsby. I'll ask the CEO to read that declaration out now.
Thank you. Yep, so I've received a declaration of interest from Councillor Ormsby on agenda item 5.1, and that's a financial interest as Councillor Ormsby is the owner of a holiday house.
Thank you. So Councillor Ormsby, I would ask you to leave the room at this time.
Sorry?
As you have a financial, you've declared a financial interest, I ask you to leave the chambers. All right, so we will continue with the debate, and there's an opportunity for any other councillors who wish to speak to do so. I will take a brief turn. I too would like to offer my thanks to the staff. I know preparing this documentation and getting it right is not an easy task, with valuations coming in and coming in late, and calculating rates in the dollar to many decimal places and checking that yields are correct. So I appreciate that the effort that goes into this is significant, and I think it's a testament to the trust and value we place in our staff that we're confident that you get it right, and you do get it right. So I'm very grateful for that effort, so thank you. And look, in terms of this proposal, as other councillors have said, it's never easy to increased costs on people, and I do acknowledge there is a cost of living crisis going on. Nevertheless, constituents have an expectation of the level of services and works that we do as well. And I think you get in a place where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you start letting things fall apart to keep the rates low, then you don't win any friends that way either. So I think in an environment where, although inflation has hurt people, property values having risen so much has had a balancing effect on that, I think the proposal that we have before us, which is really charting a steady course, we're not seeking to capitalise on the major increases in property values that have occurred. We're not also unduly discounting our rate rise to account for the cost of living. We're saying we need to provide some steadiness and surety for our organisation going forward to allow them to operate efficiently and effectively. And I think that this proposal strikes that balance well, and I'm very hopeful that we will get general community support for it when we put it out for advertising. So I'm happy to support the motion. All right, would anyone else like to speak? So Councillor Phillips, it comes to you to close debate. All right, so we shall put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. And that is carried 7-0. Would someone be so good as to invite Councillor Ormsby back into the room? Welcome back, Councillor Ormsby. You've come very briefly. So we have concluded the business. We have no matters behind closed doors to discuss. And so we're once more a reminder to pause in our discussion briefly at the closure of the meeting to allow the recording to be terminated. I hereby declare the meeting closed.